tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
All right, that was okay.
That's good.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Hey, everybody out there. We're so excited that you've joined us today for this reclap of the Dance Mom Show. My name is Christy Olsen. Thank you for joining us on AfterBuzz TV. This is episode 25.
Whew.
I know. And actually, and I'm actually out of breath from that dancing. That is not a good sign. Season 5, episode 25, Abby versus Kira.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yeah, and I'm going to just go ahead and say this was maybe the most contentious episode of all time. I think this caps the Christie stuff. Yes, I think this was worse than anything that has ever happened on the show ever.
See what happens when you let Kira loose?
Ooh.
She was vicious.
Hot.
Yeah.
She was hot. And she wasn't the only one, though, either.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of hot, we got to see Abby in her bra.
Oh,
Yes.
We will get there, people.
We will get there. Thank you for joining us on iTunes and SoundCloud. And if you are watching on YouTube, you can subscribe to us at youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. You don't want to miss any of these cool recaps. Give us 5 stars on iTunes and SoundCloud. We enjoy your comments. You can also tweet along with us. It's hashtag ABTV Dance Moms. And we really want to know what you think, too. Do you guys agree that this was the most explosive episode of all time? I want to know what you think, too. So let's kick it off. When we start this episode, we're excited because they are at the brand new studio, finally.
Yeah.
However,
ALDCLA.
It doesn't look quite what I would call danceable.
Nope. There's lots of cardboard up, and the walls are just beginning to be built. And, you know, like construction, things are running a little behind, and Abby's a little frazzled.
Yeah. To say the least.
Yep.
And we learn at this time, this is maybe the only good news that happens in the entire episode, but Mackenzie has gotten a really cool guest starring role on a Nickelodeon show called Nikki, Ricky, Dickie, and Dawn.
Yeah.
I know I see that one a lot because
I
admittedly watch quite a bit of Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
But I'm not familiar with that specific show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's aired yet, what she did on the show. But somebody else, not to take Mackenzie's moment away.
Oh, no, let's take it away with her older sister, Abby, because that's what
poor
usually
Mackenzie.
Happens.
I know. But we have to talk about this as well. Last night on Pretty Little Liars, which is a fantastic show, too, if you're not watching, get on it. Maddie had a phenomenal and very important in the storyline and a whole huge moment on Pretty Little Liars where she danced, she acted, it was haunting, she was the star of the first 5 minutes of this show that's huge with kind of the same age group as Dance Moms.
And like you said when we were watching it, she had a big chunk of time in that show, and it was great to see her kind of, doing her awesome choreography, but playing this dramatic role like she always does. And thanks to Leslie TTV for tweeting it to all of us earlier this week. That was awesome.
Yeah, you guys were on this one.
Thanks, fans.
I know. We were all excited to see her on the show, and she did a great job. And actually, I haven't been able to watch the episode yet, but it looks like they've set it up that she could maybe be in future episodes as well.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe you'll be seeing more of Miss Maddie on PLL.
That that was just so huge because it's such, I mean, it was like such a huge merger, right?
Mm-hmm. It was very clearly a crossover thing. Yeah, like I said, this is right. So crazy. I feel like I'm, like my worlds are colliding. Like both of my shows yes. have grown together in some weird organic way.
It's not funny, but great for her. And, you know, this is just the first of many TV shows that we're going to see Maddie on.
So for sure.
Kind of exciting.
For sure. Once you have PLL at the top of your resume, you are working.
Cool.
But meanwhile, back at the ALDC, the moms are concerned that with all of this acting and auditions and red carpet appearances, that the girls aren't getting all their classes in and their training. And
yeah, they're worried about their technique.
And legitimate.
They're just feeling like they're a little bit, they're being ignored a little bit because Abby has all these duties getting the studio ready. And they wish things would be a little bit more like Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. they said, where we need to get kind of back on the schedule. I don't know if the girls would, you know, agree with the moms on that. I was wondering if they're all like, oh, now we get a little break from all these classes. Would you wonder that?
Well, yeah. I mean, Holly did mention that it's about balance. Mm-hmm. And that was a good point. Mm-hmm. This all goes so south after this. When it just was this initial conversation of, hey, let's remember that the girls should take classes. I kind of was on board with them and I thought, okay, yeah, that's mm-hmm. probably a good point.
Very reasonable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Didn't stop there, but we did get to the pyramid at this point.
Okay.
Which wasn't quite as combative as it is sometimes. Mm-hmm. Kendall was on the bottom, a bit of a surprise, followed by JoJo and then Mackenzie, who being their last first place winner, I was surprised. But she, of course, didn't quite pull through last week. That was why
she got knocked back down.
Is followed only by Nia, and then
who was fine in group,
right.
I believe, was the
that's as most as Nia's going to get out of her.
Yeah.
And then Kalani, mm-hmm. and for some reason, Maddie is at mm-hmm. the top of the pyramid.
Yeah, because she stepped up in a mature way into the solo. Or I'm sorry, not the solo, the group last week. Yeah, but
that's a weird reason.
She was good. She was good in the group.
She was good in the group, yes.
Okay, fine.
All right, fine. We'll give it to you, Maddie.
We're all at your whim, Abby.
But there was a great moment where they were talking about Maddie and Mackenzie and the fact that they're a little bit competitive. And, you mm-hmm. know, at the end of the day, two episodes ago, we saw Maddie being upset about it. And then last episode, she was very sweet about it. And I think we're kind of getting the real deal now that she's not jealous. But, mm-hmm. of course, there's some competition, but it's...
Yeah,
it's sisterly, and it's not a negative in any way.
We fight about things, I think is what she said, and like I took that to mean like, yeah, sister stuff, like get off the couch, it's my side, and you know,
right.
I don't know, that's what I imagined.
Yeah, but yeah, sisters. So but it's nice to see Maddie being not mad.
Yeah.
That Mackenzie has gotten this really cool role.
Yep.
Role. And Abby did mention that it was her maturity and her responsibility mm-hmm. in taking that role mm-hmm. over. So we learned then that they are going to believe National Talent Competition.
I believe.
Well, they're excited about it.
I
think they've had some good experiences at that one before. And Kendall, Nia, and Maddie will be doing solos.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little surprised. That's a lot of solos. We've only had a couple the last few, right?
I feel like Kendall's getting a lot of solos. Why
yeah.
do I feel that way?
Well, because she isn't for quite a while, she wasn't. So mm-hmm. I was sort of surprised to see that as well.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be doing a number called Burn.
Mm-hmm.
Nia will be doing a contemporary piece called Can I Do This? Of course, there's always...
a wonderful title. Way to
always some sort of psyche involved.
Abby.
Yeah. Abby's trying to tell her something, of course.
Right.
Maddie will be doing Loose Cannon.
Yes.
Another contemporary piece.
Yes.
Now, that took me by surprise as well.
Why is that?
Because all of a sudden it seems like Abby thinks that Maddie, all of a sudden Maddie is a loose cannon in Abby's eyes. Maddie was always the golden child and you never heard one negative thing about her. And I guess we did see, you know, a little crying at the one competition a few weeks ago. But I haven't seen what I would call loose cannon behavior
you thought
from Maddie.
That
so
Abby
I was
really
surprised.
Project onto her like a negative.
I hadn't really seen evidence of. So maybe there's something went down that we didn't see, or it's a combination of things. But I was surprised that she was kind of calling Maddie out for
or
not
maybe
behaving right.
The producers had the idea.
Oh. I suppose that could be.
Trying to make a dramatic storyline where they're really. Maybe didn't be one. Just saying.
Okay. The group dance will be one called Dance Bop, a musical theater piece.
I'm freaking out, because I love the 50s. Like, I grew up loving Grease and Elvis and stuff from the 50s and swing dance. And so I was super, super excited about this. Plus, I don't think we've seen them do something musical theater in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So it's fun.
It is fun. I'm always surprised that Abby harps so much on the girls knowing that the different dances from all the fad dances from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Mm-hmm. I know that when they're in Broadway shows, that's going to be important and maybe here and there. But if these girls really want to be world-class dancers, or they really need to know the bop, I mean, I'm always surprised that she thinks that that's such a big deal.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, I know that, like, I was not a professional dancer in LA, but I have family members and friends who have been. And I think that, you know, if you're hired in LA, for instance, to work on a music video a lot of times, or even like a period movie, then they hire people who can swing. Like, there's, you know, there's only a group of dancers who can swing. So I think it's like, if you have that skill, then you have that specialty skill.
So just more of Abby trying to give them a full skill set.
Maybe. Or maybe it's just, I also feel like it's tradition within the dance competition world, right?
Yeah.
You know, you're.
That Abby just thinks that's what they should be doing.
Right.
So, yeah.
But anyway, they're going to do it for Believe.
They are. They are. And at this time, we see the moms. This is where it all goes south, people. The moms get to chatting, and we hear about Tassandra. Now, Tassandra was one of the coaches on Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. Although, don't tell Abby that, because she don't remember.
Yeah, she doesn't know who this girl is.
So, we've seen Tassandra. The fans are kind of familiar with her, and the girls, some of the girls are as well. We saw a scene with Kalani and JoJo and Tassandra. Mm-hmm. So, Kira is well-versed with Tassandra and thinks that it would be appropriate to give her a call and ask her to come in and work with the girls a little bit.
Yes, and not only well-versed, but apparently, I guess Kira has her number and her cell phone, but Kira kind of has the hookup. Don't the other moms kind of imply that, like, Kira, like, keeps the connections going? I think there was something in there.
They
like
do,
that.
And I was surprised that they called her out on that so much. I'm sorry I keep saying surprise, people. I was shocked when the other mothers called her out on it, because they all do it, too, and they're always talking about, oh, get your own opportunities and make your own contacts, and, you know, that's been Holly's whole thing. So I was like, well, sure, Kira's learned from you guys.
Plus, it benefited their kids, too.
Right. So that right. But did you know instantly that this is not going to go over well with Abby in any way, shape, or form? I mean, the second, I couldn't even believe when she starts picking up the phone and dialing. I was like, are you really going to do this? Really going to do this?
You and I aren't on the show. But we know we're not going to invite Tassandra in, you know, without asking Miss Abby first.
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't even invite her here.
No.
No, just, I mean, if you want to come to Sandra, please.
Yes, no, come, yeah.
If Abby says it's okay.
Is that okay, Miss Abby?
Well, so we pretty much knew that this is not going to go over well with Abby Lee Miller. And we see Abby in the studio with the girls. This was a hilarious little breakdown to me. And this is where I sort of went, I know you guys always think I side with Abby, but I agree with Abby on this one.
What?
Abby comes in and she says to the girls, are you doing what I've already trained you to do? If you're not already doing what I've trained you to do, the stretching, go get your exercise ball. And I would like you all to know that Ross Abby's talking about is on the next block from where they live. Literally, they would have to walk 50 feet to go to the Ross and buy a ball, which I actually have gotten one of those exercise balls at the Ross.
And it's a great place to get them because they're like $9.99.
Exactly. Yeah. So all I'm saying is it would have been pretty easy. Okay. So Abby points out to the girls that they have these tools that the moms are wondering, where are the tools in the shed? They're in the shed. Bust out the tools.
So in other words, if you want more training, are you doing what your homework?
Right.
Like,
they haven't utilized all the training that they already have had.
Yeah.
You know, like when
I feel like that's like young people. I mean, I never went and practiced my stuff at home when I wasn't in dance class.
Yeah,
or
guilty
singing
as well.
Class.
Yeah.
I think it takes like a certain, until you reach that age where you go like, oh, my own progress
we
is up to
world
me.
We weren't world class trying to do that either. And I think Abby had a good point. Like, Jill is saying to her, well, they haven't had a stretching class. And Abby's like, they should be stretching. They're dancers. They know how to stretch.
I'm stretching
right
now.
Yeah. Like, I think I probably should have done that before we did our little dance off at the beginning of the show. I might be hurting tomorrow. You know, so I, this was where Abby kind of stood her ground to me. And I went, yeah, she's right. Like, they've been trained. They've had the training. They don't need to bring somebody in to freaking stretch.
Right.
And for
right.
once, Melissa disagrees with Abby.
Yes.
And kind of spoke out about it.
Always kind of unusual to see, right, guys? Because we're so used to her being so compliant and content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Holly has not been content overall. Mm-mm. And she kind of gets in on this conversation as well. One thing she said that I was really questioning was she made some mention of that there are no opportunities. No opportunities even happening, so why aren't they taking class? And I thought, you're walking red carpets. These girls are in TV shows. You're having interviews and you're traveling the world. And what do you mean you haven't gotten any opportunities? I always wonder, these moms, what do they really want? Do they realize they can't have it all? Do they want their daughters to be world-class dancers, or do they want to be reality stars? You got to pick the lane.
Good.
You know what I mean?
No, that's a really interesting point. I also feel like now that, like, if you look at the bigger picture, now that they're all in LA, and Abby is still like, she's like, oh, crap, I put, like, a ton of money into this studio, and I've got to get it up and launch. So really, truly, like, and the show has moved here. Like, she's got a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. No doubt she has people helping her. But, and I feel like almost for the moms, they're like, okay, we're here. Like, where's, it's almost like you're in LA. Like, yeah, go for it. It's tough. Go make it happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they almost are like waiting to be brought opportunities or complaining, waiting to be bought more class. We'll just make it happen. Mm-hmm. Well, which I guess is what Kira did. So kudos to her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that is true.
She's like, let me get someone in here, but she didn't ask.
She did not ask. And this is the point at which Abby tells Holly or someone to go to hell and take a class. Yeah. Now, I have a problem just with that phrase being used in general in front of all these girls, their mothers or them being told to go to this place. But that phrase was used several times in this episode. Mm-hmm. Many different moms and Abby used it. And it seems like now it's sort of become the safe thing that they know that they can say. So everybody's throwing that around. And either way, I'm sure the dance classes in hell are pretty hot.
It was nice.
I know.
What style of dance do you think they teach in hell?
Right?
The salsa.
Probably.
Because it's hot. That's like a bad dancer joke.
Well, we have to laugh a little bit.
Why?
Because this gets so crazy. And Abby and Jill and Kendall get into it in a way that we haven't seen Jill and Abby do in a long time.
I felt really bad for Kendall in this situation.
I did too. I did too.
Yeah. It was gnarly.
It was gnarly.
And when I heard, but in all seriousness, when I heard those go to hell fly out of their mouths, it was kind of like being shocked, being slapped in the audience. It was like, ooh, whoa, whoa, guys.
It feels like too much, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When the girls are in the room, especially.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we could see the girls started tearing up, and it clearly was affecting them. But a lot of the times, they want their moms to be quiet. Mm-hmm. They're not telling Abby that she's being inappropriate, like, don't talk that way to my mom. They're saying, mom, shut up, you're causing problems.
Yeah,
so
but they're
that's
under
always
Abby's
interesting
spell,
to me.
You know what I mean?
Well, and what teenage girl, is going to take their mom's side over anybody? I mean, you have to remember at the end of the day, these are teenage girls and these are their moms. And
isn't that the truth? But poor moms out there, that's not
that's
fair.
That's true.
It's not entirely fair.
But it gets pretty crazy. Yeah. And they eventually just decide to shut down rehearsal for the day.
Yes.
So, .. next day.
Is that when
day,
we saw the bra?
No.
Not quite.
No.
Okay.
The bra's coming.
Okay,
and the shapewear.
Yes.
So, the next day at rehearsal, this is where we're kind of sitting watching with our breath held, because we know that Miss DeSandro will be arriving at Third Street Dance to help the girls, uninvited. Mm-hmm. And when she walks in, I have to say, I didn't know what Abby's reaction would be. And we didn't know how Tassandra was going to handle it. And I really, really appreciated what Tassandra said.
Oh, yeah.
She wanted to go in there and make her appearance and remind everybody who she is, but she still did it in a way where she was trying to say to Abby, I won't do this if you wouldn't want me to, and I don't want to be disrespectful.
No,
but really, Abby
great.
Thought her just coming in the first place was disrespectful.
She was totally above board. No, it was the mom's fault, though.
For
and
sure.
It's not like Kira stood up and said, Abby, let me explain to you what's going on. Like, really, the mom's kind of...
They let Tassandra sort of take the fall.
They did, by not, we're going to bring her in here, but then you're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did you think about Abby not remembering Tassandra or pretending to. I think she legitimately didn't recognize Tassandra at first. But when she kept it up, I wasn't sure about that. I know in the flashback, Tassandra had some bangs. She didn't look terribly different. Did you buy that?
No, I didn't, honestly. I think Abby chooses her reality. I mean, we know that. There's times when Abby
just... She
chooses her reality. And she thought, you know, who are you? You know, she's so good. She's such a power player, Abby.
Yeah.
She is
like making people feel small.
Yeah, and keeping her status on top. It's amazing. So it's kind of like if you try to throw her by, even if Kira was trying to throw her by bringing Tassandra in, you're probably not going to throw her.
Yeah.
Because she's one tough cookie lady.
Yeah. Nice try, Kira.
Yeah. And that's why she was voted best villain from the reality TV awards you and I were at, right?
Villain indeed.
She is the queen villain of reality.
Gianna, however, is not a villain, and Gianna looked legitimately upset and insulted and really hurt that the moms wanted to bring in another teacher, and I didn't blame her.
That kind of like, it was meant to kind of be directed at Abby, and it kind of ended up hitting Gianna. I felt like, yeah, she was bummed.
Yeah. And they had showed a preview last week of this episode of Abby saying to Gianna, well, I guess you're just nothing then, or whatever she said. And I thought, oh my gosh, what's happening between Abby and Gianna? But Abby was just speaking from the mom's point of view. So I was like, don't be mean to Gianna. Like, that I won't stay on board with.
Okay, another power play right there. Notice how Abby then says to makes it worse for Gianna so that then Gianna has...
Like, pointing out, hey, the moms did this to you. Yes. Aren't you upset? Yeah.
That's true. Power player.
Nasty. What was really kind of the icing on the cake to this whole scene to me was the girls, Maddie and the girls, talking about it at the end. And they were they acknowledged that even they knew it was wrong to bring this woman in.
Yeah.
So listen, the girls knew that that shouldn't be done, the moms certainly should have known that that shouldn't be done.
Was this a little scene like in a dressing room and maybe like Nia started it, but then they definitely chose a soundbite from Abby or from Maddie.
From Maddie, yeah.
You guys, I'm so sorry. I've started to like switch the two names, which kind of makes sense, but doesn't. Yeah, the sound wasn't even very good on it. I don't know if you guys noticed, but they wanted to choose a soundbite from Maddie.
From Maddie saying
that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So we're not quite sure what will happen at this competition, but we have arrived now in Fresno, California at Believe National Talent Competition.
Fresno.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
I don't actually think I've ever been there, but it's not too far. And this is the point where, you know, I'm feeling a little hot under the collar for Abby at this point too. I'm like, how could the moms do this? And they sit down and talk about, we were trying to help and we're trying to take some of the load off of Abby. And, you know, doesn't she realize that we could help schedule some classes or bring some teachers in? And I thought, you know, that would have been a much better approach.
Yeah, that would have been the more proactive way to go about it in the beginning. But now it's competition day and you've got people mad at each other, and that's never a good way to go into competition.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of have a mess.
Yeah. And as contentious as we know it is, we don't see a lot of the to do beforehand in this episode. They're just in time for it because there's so much fighting.
There was something quick about this episode, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was. Yeah. But we did see Abby telling Maddie, don't embarrass me. Basically what she said was, don't embarrass me by letting another one of my students beat you. Which I thought was sort of an interesting pep talk.
Yeah.
And especially considering that the only pep talk Nia got was from Kalani. So that was at least a great moment between the two of them. Mm-hmm. And maybe Kalani acknowledged that Nia could use some positive words as well, not just Maddie.
That was really touching, I thought, their little pep talk. It was backstage, and it just seemed really like, it's neat when you really see how close these girls are.
Yeah, I get more of an idea all the time, because I just always thought they can't be that close. And now you're really seeing they really are, no matter what happens. And for girls that age to just kind of stay bonded together like that, it's really, really fascinating.
Yeah.
And a little weird. I mean, a little unusual.
No, I get it. They're on a team together. And I think that even if you think about how many group dances they've gone together, you're rehearsing, you're moving, you're cooperating, you're expressing with a group of people. And that bonds people.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We always talk about how in sync they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a it's
maybe
deep.
Not as much tonight. During the dance pop.
During the group. Yeah. Well, you know.
Not so much in sync, the spacing,
solos
we'll get to that.
Fell flat for me, too.
Let's talk
a little
about
bit.
It.
Nia, while it was a fantastic performance, her costume, and she did great, I feel like she's kind of being given the same solo every week now.
Okay, so what I did like about it, and it had like a sensuality to it, and a little bit of a soulfulness that she just went with right away.
She's so awesome with that.
I liked that. And that's newer for her. I mean, you know, we're onto something with her. The costume was great. It was like black and silver, I think. It was just fantastic. But yeah, I was like, oh, they didn't quite give her the choreography that they should be giving her.
Yeah.
Yeah?
There, it just seemed like there wasn't much to it.
How is she going to place with this number?
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. It wasn't winning choreography to me.
Yeah. Next.
Kendall, though, was kind of giving us something new and different from what she usually does. You know, it's been a lot of these, like, fun, cutesy, doo-dee-doo kind of type solos. And she is, like, fun and high energy and kind of bubbly, and that works for her.
Yep,
this one was a little bit stronger.
Yes.
It was a lot sharper, and I thought she pulled it off.
Okay, I felt that, first of all, she had one of the most beautiful costumes I've seen on the show lately. This red outfit was stunning. And I did like the choreography for her, but I still felt like there was the chance for her to come with the emotion, the deeper emotion. Mm-hmm. It really was almost like Maddie choreography, almost. I mean, it was like, you know, it wanted this
needed
emotion,
that level of intensity.
And I don't think she's found a range of emotion yet.
Mm-hmm.
Not that she won't.
Right, and doing dances more like this and something that's different will make her more dynamic. And
maybe,
the next time she does something like this, I'm sure it'll be even better.
Hopefully, or she, you know, or maybe she needs some life experience to, like, fill out her emotional range. I don't know. I don't know. But for me, I was like, oh, I can see what could be, but you're not quite there with the emotion.
Promising, maybe, is the right word.
And yeah, and she was good. She was good.
She was good.
It was well.
Maddie's solo was one that I liked from her. I don't always love her solos, but this one, it was kind of like you can't take your eyes off it. Like, it went so quick. It was exciting to watch.
Quick.
That hair was just super cute and kind of perfect.
Do you notice she basically had no fancy costume on at all? It was totally basic. And then
basically like a red sports bra and black shorts.
Yeah, but the feather they flew in her hair gave her, it was an attitude thing. And I just felt like it was like, you're just watching her, that was the point, you're just watching her raw talent. And her choreography and her body, and she looked really strong. Did you notice how strong she looked?
Yeah. Yeah, for her tiny
muscles,
little girl.
I mean,
She dances like she's taking up the entire stage.
Yeah, she's fabulous.
Yeah, like a firecracker. A little firecracker she was.
Yeah.
Pew. We liked it. We liked it this time. And this is where it gets real heated.
Okay.
Backstage. Mm-hmm. The moms continue to harp on Abby about the classes. And probably the most unexpected moment of the entire episode is Abby's reaction. And she starts to cry. I mean, I think, can we count on one hand the amount of times that we've seen Abby cry on the show?
I mean,
it kind of blows you away a little bit, aren't you? You're like, whoa.
Okay, I was a little bit like this. I was a little bit like, okay, it was kind of like watching the mean girl cry. I was like, you've been mean, and now she clearly, like, had a stress meltdown. I mean, she just started crying. She really started crying. And it was interesting how quickly it turned everybody in her favor, though.
Right, because it wasn't, like, angry tears. She really seemed sad, like really insulted and really hurt. And she's mentioned a lot of times all the personal sacrifices that she's made in her life for these girls and to give them these opportunities. And I think when she hears that it's still not enough from these moms, I think I would want to curl up in a ball and cry, too.
I don't know.
You didn't buy it as much?
No, I do buy it. And I buy it just on the stress alone. Really.
That it was just more about what was all going on?
Just that with this new studio she's building and all this beef with the network that we kind of hear about and doing this show. How about just taping this show? Like,
the
hours and hours and hours. And then being at Fresno has got to be stressful.
She's trying to find time to hook up with her boyfriend.
Yeah, what about this boyfriend we'd like to know more about? By the way, someone tweeted me that her boyfriend is like a young budding actor, but I looked at the person up on Twitter. I'm not sure. There's no confirmation that
that's who it is. Yeah, okay, we're going to do our research. And we'll see if we can confirm the identity of this gentleman. I tried to ask her, is he a performer? And she didn't want to divulge that much. But of course, people are always going to find out. And you know, she's had some kind of hot young things on her radar before. So it would not be a surprise if she did have like a cute little younger man.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if it would, I mean, obviously because her life is dance, it would make a lot of sense if it was someone in the entertainment industry because it's probably who she's around.
Right. But anyway, so maybe he could have helped her dry these tears a little bit.
Yes.
But the girls are the ones who come over and try to console Abby.
Hugs.
This was another shocking moment that I was like, Abby, what are you doing? Because she rejects, she takes a hug from Maddie and Kendall and rejects Kalani and Nia and JoJo.
This was really, really, really hurtful. Mm-hmm.
She even said to Kalani, like, get away from me or something of that nature.
Oh, mean.
And she's just made so many comments that show that she kind of separates Kalani from Kira. Like we all know she does not care for Kira or how Kira behaves,
right?
But she loves Kalani and wants Kalani on her team.
She says, I want this girl on my team, but you're a problem.
This was a time where she really did take it out on Kalani. Yeah. So that was, I mean, how hurtful to the girls.
I know. That was very, and I, of course, I always feel bad for JoJo, too. Why did JoJo get picked on?
I know.
And Nia.
I know. It was, Abby telling Kira to call Maddie B, I thought was kind of funny. Y'all remember the Maddie B video from back in the day? Apparently, Abby's still hot under the call about that, too. And then Kira's telling everybody to go you know where we've already heard everybody's going to end up there eventually because everybody's telling everybody to go there. And Abby, this is a moment that we've seen in previews for many, many weeks. Abby telling Kira, your daughter would rather be with any other mother here than you.
Yes.
And it gets even worse than that when she says to Kira, you're sleeping with a man you're not even married to, which was really neither here nor there.
But and very personal.
Yes.
And very under the belt, which is what she meant to do.
Right.
Is how badly can I hurt you in this moment? Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty mean.
And now, I don't know a whole lot about Kira's personal life, but I'm pretty sure she's been with this guy for quite a while. He's not some random that she picked up on the street.
No, we've been talking about this guy, though, because this is the guy that came to Australia.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And if anyone knows his name, please let us know.
Yeah, we can find it online.
Yeah,
this is maybe a good opportunity to bring up. Also, there's been a lot of speculation that Kira is pregnant. She would be several, like 5 or 6 months along at this point.
Yeah.
So for Abby to say that to her, maybe that's what Abby was referencing, but also made me go, and maybe this is completely inappropriate to even talk about, but Abby's never been married herself. Mm-hmm. So she's going to throw around sleeping with a man you're not married with. She's in her mid-40s. That made me wonder a whole lot of things that we just don't even need to be thinking about.
Right. Well, I think the way she said it when she was walking through the doorway, she more said it like it was more implying that he would never marry you or that the marriage will never work out or you know what I mean? That's kind of... I didn't feel like it was like you're having sex outside of marriage was the scandal.
Okay.
It was more like, you know,
she just wanted to make Kira feel terrible.
Yeah. By the way, where's the ring? You know.
Yeah. However, I think telling her that her daughter would rather be with any other mother probably stung more than anything else she could have said.
I know, especially in front of everybody else.
Kira's standing right next to Kalani's standing right next to Abby when she says that.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that has been more frequent lately that kind of makes me cringe a little bit.
You gotta wonder, do they all laugh about this after work? These kind of comments. I mean,
do they all get in a room together like, Abby, I can't believe you said that on camera.
Yeah.
You crazy.
Right, right.
I don't know. Because they certainly seem like everything's fine after a short period of time.
Sometimes I feel like they're all kind of playing along.
Yeah.
Because it's just so...
But does this seem
abusive.
Like the beginning of stopping playing along? And like we know with Abby and her speaking out against the network lately and talking about quitting and Maddie talking about quitting, I think we're maybe watching the beginning of the end.
Okay, well, we are getting to the point where Abby walks out, right?
Right, yes.
So Abby's going to walk out. Now, we know that Abby, from an interview, I believe it was with ET Online at the beginning of the month. She said, I'm going to be leaving the show for a while. Like, there will be a time where I'm gone from the show for a few episodes.
Oh, well, she told Candace and I that at the ALDC opening. We were telling you this last week. She did say, you'll see an episode where the moms harp about dance classes, and I'm gone from almost an entire episode. She said I left the competition. Yes. But she made it sound like she's going to be gone for a while.
Okay, so she's when been we spelling talk to her. This. So what yeah. I feel is that this is that time, don't mm-hmm. you?
Yeah.
So I think she'll be gone next week. I mean, that's sort of... was maybe alluded to in the preview?
Yes, because it gets even worse. Kira pulls Kalani from, tells her that she's not dancing, and she also tells off Melissa, which I think poor Melissa was just maybe in the wrong place at the wrong time, but Kira's sick of everybody's crap. And this is where apparently Abby had left, and she's not gone. She's not gone. She comes walking right back in with her in her bra and her Spanx.
Oh my goodness.
I couldn't believe it. I know I've said surprised and shocked and unexpected like 50 times already. I don't even know what the word is for how I felt when she came walking in that door.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. I was shirt on. Is that her bra? Is that her bra?
Lace and all.
This is how unraveled this episode became, you guys.
Yeah.
My goodness!
And also, you can hear a producer in the background saying, no cameras on her.
Really?
So apparently, when she left, something happened between the time where she left the room and she comes back. She's saying, I'm just coming to get my stuff. And the producer's saying, no cameras on her. So she apparently went out and said, I'm done with this. Like, stop filming me.
I bet she stormed off and she was changing for some reason.
Probably, and it got like changing, real bad and talking to producers and then...
Yeah, no cameras on her.
Mid-change came to get the rest of her stuff.
Woo!
So she's gone.
Yeah.
Abby Lee Miller has left the building.
Left the building.
We know later that Gianna stuck around, which wasn't really made clear at that time. Mm. But Kira and Kalani end up staying as well. Mm-hmm. Which was, of course, the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And Kira sort of cites that Kalani would want to stay and do this dance number that she's learned.
Yes.
I really wish we would have heard from Kalani at that mm-hmm. point.
That's that right there.
Whose side did she wish that Kira wouldn't have started it at all? Mm-hmm. Or did she think it was inappropriate what Abby said?
I think she's
maybe we'll hear from
hiding.
Her next week.
I think she was hiding backstage going, these adults are crazy and I really want to do my number with my friends.
Just being overwhelmed.
You weird adults. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, either way, the girls have to get on stage and dance now together.
Yeah. Hey,
not a tough job, maybe, after all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you think of the, what was it, the Dance Bop?
Dance Bop.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a photo of Dance Bop. Yay!
They were really super cute costumes.
Super cute.
Yeah.
The checkerboard, yes. I really liked it. I liked the attitude. I liked the fun. I liked that it was 50s. I felt like it was a little underwhelming, the choreography.
Yeah. Agreed.
I mean, 50s choreography can be just slam dunk amazingly awesome.
Like fast paced and a lot of moves,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just awesome moves and moves. Oh, cute. I mean, seriously.
I love that. And the pink lipstick and the gingham.
Cute.
The saddle shoes.
Saddle shoes. I didn't even see that till now.
They look like they just walked off the set of a music video.
It was for real. I mean, that's so adorable. It wasn't like, there wasn't enough authentic 50s choreography for me.
Yeah. It lacked pizzazz,
is
what I sort of thought. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, there definitely was something missing. And I think it was clearly not a winner to me, too, is also what I was thinking as I was watching it.
I know. I thought that, like, halfway through, I'm like, unless this gets really, really good, I don't think they're going to win with this.
Yeah, we were a little worried, and rightfully so, because awards come down, and it is maybe the worst it's ever been for the ALDC.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in at fifth place, we've got Kendall, Nia's fourth, and Maddie, a third place finish.
Maybe the first time ever, a third?
Probably is the first time ever.
Ooh, that's not going to go over well. Mm-hmm. Not that it bothered me in terms of, look, the solo was amazing.
Yeah, she should certainly be allowed to get third place once in a while.
I don't care. However, it's going to be like shocking to get over this because this was a low placing week.
Okay, and she didn't like it either. It wasn't like I think she could very well go, you know what? I do plenty. It's cool. It's fine. It wasn't my day or something happened. Or she could do the really annoying thing that they do sometimes where it's like, well, I really was better. Well, it was those judges and didn't they see this and did that? So I was really happy to not hear any of that from her.
Yes.
At least because that would be inappropriate. But third place, man.
I mean, we didn't see the other two people, but it's hard to imagine who could have beat her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just have OMG with an exclamation point and a big line underneath it.
OMG.
In my notes.
OMG.
And then we cut to another shot of the girls all together. Kalani is telling them, I was here today, but I can't promise that I'll be here tomorrow.
Oh, that's so sad.
She and Maddie are crying, not over their third place finish, but because they're concerned that Kalani may have to disappear from the team.
See, honestly, when that happened, this makes me think the situation really, truly, in real life, did happen between the girls and the moms.
That's a good
because
point.
I thought, I know these girls probably can do some acting, but I'm not sure that they can both cry like this. Like,
yeah.
I think there's some real fear and sadness going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you think that?
I did. Yeah. I really did. Well, in this whole episode, that all we've talked a little bit about how that must wear on the girls and how it must be overwhelming. And of course, they're used to it to some extent because this is what we see happening every week. But it just has gotten so much worse and worse and worse and worse and more contentious every time and more brutal every time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just am wondering how bad can it get? You know, what's the straw that breaks the camel's back? If Abby telling a mother, your daughter doesn't want to be with you, isn't enough to make a mom leave this show.
Well, I think that's the point.
Then and all the other things that the moms have complained about, you know, if what's ever going to happen?
Well, it's like a little balloon that it's going to burst when someone leaves the show.
Right.
That's when it bursts.
Right.
Now, I know Abby's left the show this episode, but Abby's not leaving the show.
They're all under contract for the rest of the season. And we know they've already shot the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Reunion included.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Nobody's going anywhere.
No, nobody's
going anywhere. Well, we shouldn't say nobody.
Just more, just more bad names. Mm-hmm. More name calling. More fighting.
We sort of covered our news and gossip in amongst the conversation. Do you have anything else?
I just want to give a big shout out to all the people that tweet us during the week. People like Philip Tucker who tweet us and also like talk to us on the message boards. You know what I mean? Like we love these people.
Joseph Boza, see what he's saying.
Joseph Boza, he's always hanging out with us. How great is that?
Yeah, we've got some hardcore fans here.
We do.
And I almost feel like our fans are as hardcore about us as the Dance Moms fans are about that show. And that's saying a lot, right?
That's saying a lot.
So we appreciate your passion and you guys all tweeting along with us and stuff. Mm-hmm. We want to hear what you think is going to happen next week.
Yes.
Predictions, JJ.
Ooh.
Predictions.
Okay.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Okay, I'm just saying this based on the preview that we saw, but I think Abby's going to be gone from next week's episode. And I think there's going to probably be some real infighting with the moms because of that. And, gosh, I hope, you know, I kind of doubt that if they compete next week that they're going to do very well without Abby.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be kind of miraculous and awesome if they did rise to the occasion.
That's true. But I think you're right that these moms always pinpoint Abby as the problem. I think they're going to find when she's gone, they still have plenty of things to argue about. And there's still going to be plenty of drama. And that you're right that they will turn on each other. Remember, we saw Kira get a little hot at Melissa this episode. And this is definitely going to continue to fester among the moms just because Abby's not there.
Mm-hmm.
And Gianna will have to be there because somebody's got to teach these girls the dances and choreograph and all that.
She's just been insulted. So, yeah. Yipes.
So I'm wondering if maybe Gianna will go a little Abby with the moms, you know, because she's hurt.
Abby.
She's been insulted now as well.
This is a great phrase you just came up with. Like, you just watch out or I'm going to go a little Abby on you.
Mm-hmm. And then that can mean a whole lot of things. Exactly. And none of them are good.
I might be in my bra.
Oh, Lord. Next week, when we all show up in our bras and our shapewear next week, people, don't be surprised.
Oh, don't tempt us.
Or shocked or unexpected. Anyway, so that is our predictions.
Awesome.
JJ, please tell everybody where to find you online
so
that you can shout their names out next week because I know they like it.
That's right. So my friend Christy and I can give you some props. at J2 Snyder all over the internet. Check out my YouTube page at JJ Snyder.
Love it. And I am on all social media platforms as well at Christy Reports. You can check out ChristyReports.com. I just uploaded a really cool interview with Heather McDonald. There's some Caitlyn Jenner controversy in there. I know you guys are probably interested in that as well. So please check it out. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Dance Moms After Show. We will see you next week. Tony and Candace will be back. We'll have a full panel and we'll see what happens. Bye-bye.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.